You're just seconds away from hearing about a monumental program being done by AARP Iowa. Brad Anderson is the state director of the organization, and he'll be in to share with you the effort that will put 20 presidential candidates in front of AARP members and the media in 5 Iowa cities in 6 days. It is a big deal for not only the 370,000 Iowa members of AARP, but every Iowan who's following the 2020 campaign. Inside on Business, the News Hour is made possible through the Original Recyclers, the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, whose members not only recycle parts from ag equipment, but do so to save farmers and ranchers money. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Inside on Business, the News Hour is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company. Learn how to grow your small business or nonprofit by outsourcing your HR and payroll functions. OasisAHR.com.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour. With me is Brad Anderson. Brad is the state director for AARP Iowa, and they have been cooking up something that is unique to this, the center of the political universe in the United States. And it has to do with, well, some presidential candidates that are running all over the state of Iowa. Brad, welcome to the Business News Hour. Good to see you.
Thank you, Michael. Always a pleasure.
This is, you got a big deal going on.
A huge deal.
Yeah,
it is.
It's, spell it out. What's going on?
Well, simply put, we had a kind of an audacious plan to deal with the number of presidential candidates in Iowa. And so we had to figure out how do we give them a substantive way to communicate with our members. So we came up with this plan, which is 20 candidates in 5 cities across Iowa. And then we decided to do it all in 6 days. And people thought we were crazy for even proposing this, but sometimes it's those crazy ideas that capture people's imagination and become reality. And this is just one of those ideas that AARP higher ups loved it. The campaigns love it because they love the opportunity to talk to AARP members, and it all worked out scheduling-wise, so it's going to be an amazing, amazing ride.
Yeah, and this all kicks off on Monday in Des Moines, Iowa, and then goes on to Davenport on Tuesday the 16th. 17th is Cedar Rapids, 19th is Sioux City, and then you end up on the 20th of July in Council Bluffs.
That's right.
Yeah. Logistically,
it's crazy.
Yeah,
it is. But it's fun. Like, this is fun. And, you know, every candidate's going to get 25 minutes. It's going to be moderated by Kathy Obradovich and Kay Henderson. Kathy Obradovich with the Des Moines Register, Kay with the Radio Iowa. And there are going to be questions from the moderators, as well as a handful of questions from AARP members from the audience. We're going to do 4 candidates at each location. And then we're going to have them behind the scenes tape a video voter guide with 4 questions that they will have gotten in advance that will go up on a website within 24 hours of the taping. And so it's all logistically backstage. It's going to be a zoo. But I'm going to tell you right now, and I told this to all the campaigns, you will not find a more valuable hour to spend your candidate outside of these forums throughout the entire caucus process, because 60% of all caucus goers are over the age of 50. 1 out of every 5 caucus goers is actually an AARP member, which, I mean, there's no organization I can think of that has that much density in caucus, in the actual caucus attendees.
Now, we've talked about this before, this huge number of members that you have in Iowa, 370,000 plus, and,
yeah.
and you know, that's the biggest, if you will, cohort in this arena, in the state,
and so we would just want to make sure our issues are heard, you know, and you hear a lot about healthcare, for example, but you don't hear a ton about Social Security out there. And I'm not saying that the candidates are at fault for not talking about it, but I just want to make sure that Social Security and solutions around, you know, Social Security and the stability of it are talked about. And we want to document it, and we want to make sure that we get candidates on the record. So if and when you know, someone becomes president, we can hold their feet to the fire on some of these issues.
All right. So Social Security being one of those major issues that you'd like these candidates to address, and that's how long is it going to be sustainable is a big question.
Right.
What changes do we potentially make to create sustainability going forward?
Right.
What other things do you think your members, and you've been holding town hall meetings all over the place, what else do you think you're going to be talking about?
I think one of the things we're going to talk about is long-term care. And, you know, what are some federal solutions to help cover the cost? Because people are living longer. Right now, we have 317,000 unpaid caregivers in the state of Iowa, friends and family. We need to address long-term care at the federal level, period. And so these candidates need to do that. I think some of the other things, certainly we talked about prescription drugs. I mean, that's something that will almost certainly come up in every forum, if not for every candidate.
Sure.
I also think of Medicare, and not just Medicare for all, but Medicare, you know, in the short run, what is the future of Medicare look like in terms of the stability? How can we guarantee that all seniors have access to Medicare, and how can we make sure that Medicare remains a quality federal program? So I think those issues, but I think you also see issues like fraud, you know, and consumer fraud and phone scams. I mean, one of the things we hear about all the time are the phone scams, and maybe some of these presidential candidates have a solution for that as well. So I think we'll hear about a number of issues, but our goal is to just make sure that 50-plus issues are highlighted, and these forums are meant to be substantive, so there are no gotcha questions here.
One of the things that you didn't mention, but I'm going to ask you about, and because this is such a hot button in the state of Iowa, and perhaps presidential candidates aren't even going to go there, but there is an issue about Medicaid, because Medicaid does touch individuals across the age spectrum, because so many family members are intertwined.
Right.
What do you think?
I think Medicaid will certainly come up. In fact, we have we've been asking for people who signed up to attend the forums, you know, to give us their questions, and so we're kind of combing through the questions to see which ones that we're gonna highlight for the forums. And Medicaid is a big one, and. You know, not one of the things that we're trying to figure out related to Medicaid is for disabled Iowans that are over the age of that are 50 plus. They want to make sure that Medicaid is there to take care of them, and they want to make sure that that financially the program is stable and they can rely on it. And so there are questions of, you know, does it need to be expanded and that kind of thing. And so my guess is we'll get some of those questions and we'll have an opportunity to hear directly from the candidates on some of their solutions.
Five cities, 6 days, 20 candidates all over the state of
there
Iowa.
There you have it.
I love the saying, man.
That's it. I mean, it's.
Yeah. Here's the other point to this. I think that is really important for people to understand. AARP Iowa is not necessarily, shall we say, flush with staff.
No.
I mean, you don't have a bunch of people. You know,
five.
All right.
So 370,000 members, five staff.
Yeah. That's a pretty good ratio.
It's amazing. Yeah.
So you got five staff members. You are putting on this monumental thing that starts on Monday the 15th in Des Moines and then goes for five additional days. We'll cover those again in just a moment. But that's got to be a nightmare. I mean, you're doing world-class organization with just a couple of people.
It's amazing, and we wouldn't be able to do really anything that we do without volunteers. I mean, that volunteers are the lifeline for AARP into the community because we only have five staff. And so for something like this where you need 15 volunteers at every event, you know, We heavily rely on them, and thank God we've got some amazing statewide volunteers. And so the nice thing about AARP is we treat our volunteers very well. So if anyone wants to come become a volunteer, we make sure that not only are you making a difference within your community, but you're having a little fun doing it along the way. And so We tell everybody if you like to make a difference and you like to have fun, you may want to consider volunteering for AARP.
And one final question. We talked about digital media, and you've been running some things about Stop the Greed, which is an interesting thing about prescription drugs. You've also got a membership supporting piece that I saw the other day. Did I not? Something about a special $20 for 2 years or something like that? Is that accurate?
Well, here is the reality. The state offices don't deal with membership. So you may be right about that. Our goal is to engage the members, and we have an entirely different team in DC that focuses on membership development,
which allows you the opportunity to do such big things like this candidate tour.
That's exactly right. And so
you don't have to worry about that side.
We have an awesome team that really kind of helps us build to the 370,000 level that we're at right now in Iowa. And so luckily if we had to deal with membership, then odds are you'd either see a lot more staff or a lot less engagement. But right now we're at the sweet spot where we get to engage our members. We get to provide them meaningful experiences, but we also get to really do high level advocacy and moving the needle on things like livable communities, safer streets, moving the needle on prescription drug prices, passing and signing into law the CARE Act. These are the things that impact people's lives every day, and that's made possible by our volunteers.
All sounds perfect.
All right.
You're going to be busy over the next several days.
We'll be very busy,
right.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and share again, and all of this will be on the radio blog, of course. July 15th, that would be Monday in Des Moines, the candidate tour, and you have, what, four candidates per location?
Four per event.
Wow.
Yep.
And then moving on to Davenport on the 16th of July. On the 17th, the traveling show is going to be in Cedar Rapids. And on the 19th, Sioux City. And then in Council Bluffs, you'll be winding this up on the 20th of July. Wow.
There you have it.
Five cities, 6 days, 20 candidates. I love it. It is good stuff. We will have links, of course, ladies and gentlemen, to all of this up on our radio blog. Thanks so much, Brad. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Michael.
Once again, that's Brad Anderson from AARP Iowa, talking about five cities, 6 days, 20 presidential candidates all in Iowa. It's going to be a massive undertaking. And by the way, you can listen in. If you can't make it to the original programming in the cities that we just talked about, you can catch it all online. And we will have links to all of that up on our radio blog. Well, that's a wrap for another broadcast day. Thanks so very much for being with us. For all of us who put this together each and every day, our production coordinator is Chap Ramsey. Sales and marketing falls to Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now was arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett from Jam Good Productions, exclusively for the Business News Hour. For all those folks and our guest, Brad Anderson, my name is Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful day. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.